3 feet from the basket. Schlafer dribbles with the right hand. Schlafer hands it off. With it is Ford. Ford gives it over to Oswald. 25 feet from the basket. Oswald to the free throw line. Right hand side. Baseline move by Lieberg. Goes to the basket. Misses from 5 feet away. Everything. Rebound grab by Landon Snyder. Snyder. Left hand side. Now left corner. Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell to Thurs. Thurs lays it up and in. And Marathon has taken the lead.
Everything's coming off quick drives to the basket, and the other guys dive into the dead areas in the zone and hitting easy inside shots. This is a good game for Marathon if they're going to play well offensively.
10-0 run for Marathon. First lead for the Raiders, 25-24. Now J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer at the free throw line. Three-pointer now for Lieberg. Rattles out, no good. Good blockout, good rebound by Drew Wolfel.
That was great position.
Oh, forcing the pass, but deflected. Grab by Bracewell. Bracewell down low. Fight for the basketball. Winning the battle was Radke, and he'll be fouled.
Again, Martha, everything's inside. Everything's inside the box there in the zone. Getting those easy looks in the lane. And I think they're showing a little bit more dominance here in terms of taking charge on both ends of the floor. They came and stepped it up out of halftime. We'll see if Assumption's got another punch they can throw at him. But I think most of it's going to go through Schlafer, and they're highly focused on him on the defensive end.
Trey France back in for Assumption. Inbounded, left-hand side, Thurs. Thurs underneath, banks it up, no good. Good luck, rebound grab by Schlafer. Schlafer pushes up the left-hand side. Schlafer, 25 feet from the hole. Schlafer, left corner. With it is France. France, bounce pass, nearly stolen, but grabbed by Board. Board gives it back over to Oswald. Oswald swings it left, France. France, 22 feet from the basket. France near the top of the key, looks down low, posting up his Board. Board back to Oswald, right wing. Gives it back to Board, 21 feet from the basket. Swings it just left at the top of the key to France. France gives it off to Lieberg. Lieberg just right at the top of the key. Now works his way into the lane. Gets doubled. Now needs some help. Kicks it left corner. Three-pointer for Oswald. No good. Rebound. Tip. Oh, off the hands of Drew Wolfel into the hands of Lieberg for a layup.
That's a tough one. He's trying to rip it out and pop it to get control of it. It went right back to the offense underneath.
26-25 Assumption. Thurs, right wing side, Snyder. Snyder, top of the key, back to Thurs. Thurs, much more active here early in the second half. Right-hand side, Landon Snyder. Back to Thurs. Thurs inside to Radke. Radke moves it right wing side to Snyder. 22 feet from the basket. Top of the key, true Thurs. Thurs, left corner, Bracewell. Bracewell stopped. Bracewell throws it away. Picked off by Ron Board. J.T. Schlafer will now take it. 13 and a half minutes to go in the second half, 26-25 Assumption.
One of the things I was just saying is how deep Marathon's game to play. But first half, the pressure from Assumption was getting them out to half court. Now they're down up on the three-point line. That's a big difference in space.
J.J. Oswald about 30 feet from the basket. Oswald still dribbles. Now moves it right wing side to Board. Right-hand side to France. He'll go up for a three. No good. Rebound is grabbed on the weak side by Cody Radke. And he'll be fouled by Chase Lieberg. And right now, ice cold from beyond the arc is Assumption.
Yeah, and that's like, they're going to have to want to work around a little bit, and I think they've had success when guys have hit the seams and looked for the kick. These shots that they're taking are just kind of one pass around the perimeter. If you can hit the seam and drift it, it's going to be good.
13:08 to go in the second half, 26-25 Assumption. And also, it really is hurting Assumption having the 6'5" sophomore Parker Vruink on the bench so much.
Yeah, that's not easy when you need him to take up space and have clean the glass and get some of those big guys out. But here's the 1-3-1 trap again.
Thurs to the free throw line. Right wing side, Snyder. Back to Thurs. Thurs inside the free throw line. Left corner. With it is Shuda. Back to Thurs out top. Thurs now to the left elbow. Back to Shuda. Shuda inside to Wolfel. Wolfel, good pass inside. Laid up and in by Sawyer Behrens. Right now, real fast,
yeah,
it seems like everything's going through Thurs.
Yes.
A lot more in the second half.
He's getting to the free throw line, and he's just killing them on whether it's on the pass, the kick out. He's got the ball at the free throw line all the time, which makes a huge difference for Marathon in their offensive possessions.
27-26 Raiders, 12 and a half minutes to go. On the right wing side, with it is France, hands it off to Hagen. Hagen on the dribble. Back on the left-hand side, France. Right now, the Raiders also keeping it away from J.T. Schlafer very effectively. And then a reach and a foul coming up. You could hear the slap as Snyder got the wrist of Trey France.
That was out of Marathon. What I really liked, Assumption had mismatches, and they were trying to get it in bases size-wise into the post. And Marathon did a great job when the ball got passed around, switched back to their original matchups. That's not easy to do in a quick-moving, fast-paced game like this.
First foul on Snyder, second team foul on the Raiders. Only one free throw attempt so far tonight for Assumption. Owen Hagen, 35 feet from the basket. Defense by Ian Shuda. Hagan still dribbles. Left wing side to Schlafer. Gets away from the defense. Three-pointer is good. Can't do that.
Nope. Good look. He's got to be contested. That's too much setup and spot.
Going for the steal killed the Raiders right there.
Missed that opportunity.
You miss the steal. That's what happens. If you get the steal, it's wonderful.
Yeah, everybody's happy for you.
Now Snyder fakes the three. Gets it to Behrens. Behrens baseline. Tip. Now grabbed by the Raiders. Shooter. Left corner three. Came up short. No good. Fighting for the board is Woeful. And out of bounds off of Marathon. I thought for a moment they might call a foul on Woeful because that was a little dangerous over the back.
He was close to putting his arm on the back a little bit, but got a hand on it.
Yeah.
And it was good effort on Marathon's part. Just came up a little short on the possession by stepping out of bounds trying to save it.
11:35 to go in the game. 29-27 is the lead for Assumption. J.T. Schlafer, 4 3-pointers, 14 points in the game. Left wing side, 25 feet from the basket. True thirds on the D. Dribbling with the right hand to Schlafer. Goes off for a three. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Trey France. Put back is good.
Then got beat on the weak side board off the long three-point shot. And that's what's keeping Assumption in this game.
First points by France. Thirds drops it down low. Woeful. Woeful kicks it back. Oh, stolen away. France cut in front of that pass. Gets the steal for Assumption. So a four-point lead now for Assumption, and they have the basketball.
And for Assumption, you got to love that France took it to the basket and got the steal, so a little point production on your seventh, eighth guy in the rotation.
Schlafer to the basket. A lot of contact. A late whistle. And a foul called on J.T. Schlafer on the charge.
It's a tough one. It's those 50-50 ones, and they can go either way sometimes, and when they go against you, it's not fun.
Logan Peters back in, and Drew Woeful will take a seat. 10:47 to go in the game. 31-27 is the lead for Assumption. True Thurs over the timeline. Thurs now to the free throw line. Left-hand side, Peters. Peters inside. Now right wing side, top of the key. True Thurs. Thurs kicks it and then picked off by Schlafer. Schlafer will push. Schlafer to the hole. Schlafer lays it up and in.
Nice take and extension. He created some space. I mean, one big step and he was up by the basket.
7.5, 18 in the game for J.T. Schlafer. 33-27. Back with a six-point edge is Assumption. Peters, right corner, on the wing, shoot-up. Shoot-up penetrates, goes to the basket, lays it up and in.
Another nice take. We'll see what comes down with Assumption on this possession. Everything's been going through Schlafer, whether he just touches it, he creates something, hits a shot, takes a drive, or kicks it to a teammate.
10 minutes to go, 33-29. Assumption, out top France. France down the lane. France to the hole, lays it up and in.
Again, it
took a little hop, but he got that extra hop and step.
But you like the production out of the deep guy on your bench.
35-29. Left corner, Ian Shuda. Shuda looking down low. Thurs drops it down low to Behrens. Behrens kick back out. Now left-hand side, Ian Shuda. Shuda gets it into the lane. Peters hits the cutter, Behrens, and Behrens will be fouled. Good pass by Peters to the cutting Sawyer Behrens, and he'll get a chance at the free throw line.
Most of that damage is coming from whenever one of their Marathon's backside cutters hits the free throw line, they get the touch. They seem to have a lot of options, whether there's a cut on the backside, a kick for a shot, or good ball rotation.
9:32 to go in the game. Raiders cut a 9-point deficit, turned into a 1-point lead. But you have to be impressed that Assumption has responded, that the first free throw is no good.
Yeah, Assumption came back and had another nice run. And again, it's through crashing some of the boards, they've been getting some good drives and kicks. Guys have been hitting open jumpers. When the ball falls, different things happen. You build a little more confidence in all angles of your game. They brought, say his name again. I'm going to ask you all night.
Brewink.
They brought him in again with force. We'll see how he does.
I imagine Marathon will see that as well and try to get him out of the game. Second free throw is good, 35-30. 9:28 to go in the game. Brewink. Coming over, almost knocked away by Behrens. But Brewink now penetrates. Brewink to the hole, and Brewink will be fouled and get a couple of free throws. It wasn't the prettiest offensive set, but when you have a talent like J.T. Schlafer, you can make something out of nothing.
Yeah, that was a good take. I thought he was actually going to kick it, but the Marathon defender closed the gap, and he didn't have a good open look, so he took it to the basket. Again, when you have your player that's a focal point, you want him to touch the ball and make things happen. That's what Schlafer's doing.
Free throw is no good. Coming back in for Marathon, Garrett Bracewell takes the place of Sawyer Behrens. Back in for the Assumption Royals, J.J. Oswald. And taking a seat will be Chase Liebert. One more free throw for J.T. Schlafer. 18 points in the game. Came in averaging 20.4 points per game. Second free throw is good.
Good response by Assumption to keep the pressure on Marathon. We'll see. They've not let Thurs get as good a looks at the free throw lines the last couple times down. We'll see. He's out on the perimeter more. If he can't get to that free throw line, they're going to have problems.
Left corner, Bracewell. Bracewell looks down low. Good grab by Wolfo. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Put back is no good. Rebound tip. Grab by True Thurs. Thurs looking for room. Thurs up and under. Four-footer, no good. Rebound is still battle for. Still loose on the floor. And it will be dug out by the Raiders. Nice job by Stanicky. Gets to Thurs. Now left-hand side shoot-up. Back right wing to Thurs. Thurs, left corner. Bracewell goes up for a three. A little bit strong, no good. And finally, the rebound is grabbed by Parker Vruwink for Assumption.
It was a good job, though, getting on the floor. A lot of bodies flying around, which is what you want to see. These kids are out there playing hard.
Five chances at the basket for the Raiders.
Tough one to come up empty-handed on that.
8.5 minutes to go. 36-30, Assumption. Right-hand side, Trey France. France looking inside. Vruwink trying to post up. Instead, back out top to Nystrom. Nystrom, 26 feet from the hole. Nystrom still dribbles. Moves it left-hand side, JT Schlafer. Schlafer looking to penetrate. Schlafer to the hole. Schlafer misses. Good defense. Stanicky there again. Boy, he's had some good minutes.
Yeah, he comes off. He's just active. Hey, get that energy guy you like off your bench.
Now baseline to the basket. Laid up. No good by Garrett Bracewell. Fight for the basketball. And getting it is Vruwink. And a timeout called by Assumption. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Quick note, coming up tomorrow at 2 p.m., it's Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center to raise funds for Extra Innings, a local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It's a singles 9-pin tap tourney with prizes. Entry is just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. So come on by tomorrow, 2 p.m. at Marathon City Sports Center. Back in 30, here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1144. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Assumption with the ball and the lead. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Stratford leads Newman Catholic 49-33 with about 4.5 minutes to go in that game tonight, also in the Merrillwood South. Baseline, France, and he steps on the end line. Yep, we saw that one right in front of us.
That is
could have called it ourselves.
Yeah, good call by the official. Be interested to see. Marathon's got some great looks the last couple times. They just got to convert it and finish because they want to start chipping away at this lead. Time's not on their side.
Thurs gives it to Snyder. Snyder back to Thurs. Thurs, right corner, Bracewell. Right wing, Thurs penetrates. Good look down low, but oh, knocked away. But grabbed by Wolfel. Lays it up, no good. Wolfel again, no good, and this time he is fouled. Bunnies.
Yeah, tough night at the down on the block there for Wolfel. He's trying. I mean, he's
one of those nights with a shot chart, you'll see, boy, love those shots, just not dropping them in.
But there's the key, I think. Thurs got in penetration off that elbow, got to the free throw. He does a good job passing the ball in the interior. They need to get him touches, and he needs to see if he can get his positioning at that free throw line, because I think that just opens up a world of hurt for Assumption zone. They just can't cover that area with him in that spot.
Basically, they moved Thurs to the point here in the second half.
Yep. I think
it's been very effective.
And then if Wolfel can just convert, I know he's having a rough night a little bit converting that, but he's at the line, chance to make two. As good as a bucket if he hits both of them.
First free throw is perfect. His fourth point of the game. Chance to make it a four-point game with the second free throw. Raiders have played lots of close games this year. 9 4 points or less.
And that's where I think that will help them out a lot, being in those tight games.
Second free throw good as well. 36-32, 7:20 to go. Schlafer, right wing side to Board. Ron Board, 23 feet from the basket, dribbles once with the left hand. Hands it off to Hagen. Hagen looking, still looking. Ball tipped. Snow, and it was almost a break. That ball was going out of bounds. It went off the referee and almost allowed Snyder to save it.
Yeah, it was, but good play. He's in the denial zone. He's putting a little pressure out there. Some chat passed a little faster. And now see if they can settle down or what's going to happen if they're going to get a turnover out of it.
Inbounding on the near sideline is Chase Lieberg. Into the backcourt, Logan Nystrom. Nystrom will bring it over the timeline. He'll penetrate. Moves it left wing side. Taken there by Board. Board back out top. Lieberg, right wing side, Schlafer. Schlafer back out top. With it is Lieberg. Lieberg dribbles. Hands it off to JT Schlafer. Patience in the half court here for Assumption. Still dribbling is JT Schlafer. Bobbles it. Gets it back. Bounce pass left hand side to Board. Back to Schlafer. Garrett Bracewell on the D. Schlafer trying to work his way in. Turns the corner. And they're going to call a bump on Garrett Bracewell, and that's kind of a tough call.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Both playing hard. Got him a little bit underneath, knocked him off balance, probably why they called it. But, again, Schlafer, you could see it coming. And Marathon sent two extra defenders on the help side.
Inbound play on the baseline here for Logan Nystrom. Nystrom looking. Taken out top. Taken by Hagen. Hagen, left-hand side. Hagen hands it off to Nystrom. Nystrom out top. Nystrom still dribbles. Left wing side, JT Schlafer. 6:20 to go, 36-32. Schlafer into the lane. Ooh, again, I thought it'd be a little extra step, but lays it up and in.
Gather himself, finish it off. That's a tough basket. You want that stop. Let's see what Marathon can bounce back with.
38-32. Right wing side, true thirds. Thirds in the right corner. Radke back to thirds. Thirds, 25 feet from the hole. Left wing side, Snyder. Snyder, left corner. Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell looking baseline. Inside, Wolfel, back out. Now with his thirds, thirds to the right elbow. Right corner, three-pointer for Radke. Rattled out, no good. Thirds with the board. True thirds now dribbles to left corner. Back out top, taken by Radke. Right wing side, with it is Snyder. Now back out top, Bracewell. Left corner, Radke. Inside, true thirds. Thirds getting doubled. Thirds now kicks it back in the right wing side, Bracewell. Bracewell in the lane, goes to the hole, misses the layup. Tapped up and in on the putback by Drew Wolfel.
Again, Wolfel's doing a good job going to the weak side boards. Thurs created something, though. All his touches on that is getting this Marathon offense to move that Assumption zone.
38-34, 5:17 to go. Royals back into the forecourt. JT Schlafer. Schlafer near the center circle. Here comes the double. Passes. Oh, trying to cut in front and trying to claim. It went off the foot of Nystrom is Landon Snyder, but it will stay with Assumption.
That definitely went off his foot. That was an obvious call. But nonetheless, good hustle. Way to get in the passing lanes. Turn the heat up a little bit. I like that double out of there. Get the ball out of Schlafer's hand.
Schlafer will inbound near the Assumption bench. Right-hand side, Lieberg. Lieberg kicks it left-hand side. Taken by Hagen. Hagen baseline. Hagen back in the right corner. Lieberg. Lieberg gets it back to JT Schlafer. Schlafer about 30 feet from the basket. Bracewell on the deal. Gives it off. Now double team action against Lieberg. Lieberg between the circles to Board. Ron Board left wing side. Long three for Nystrom. No good. It rolled around. Ball is tipped. Grabbed by True Thurs. Boy, it looks like Schlafer followed him, but yeah. Now here comes Marathon. Right hand side, Radke. Radke looking down low. Tipped away and stolen. Tried to force it in there. Turnover on the Raiders.
Yeah, you got to see the kid, the third, Wolfel's numbers. He waited, and the kid slid around right to the side where he made the bounce pass, so it was a turnover.
Hagen to the rack, but then knocked away. Getting over is Cody Radke. It will stay with Assumption.
It was a good recovery by Radke to get a hand on that shot after he was taken off the drive.
So 4:23 to go, 38-34, Assumption with the lead. Again, just a grinded-out game right now.
Yeah, Marathon's going to have to get those long rebounds every time, and they're going to have to come down the other and get some points in the paint.
Taken out top by Owen Hagen. Hagen looking to dribble, now hands it off the Board. Board just left of the top of the key. Board left wing side, taken by Lieberg. Now back out top, right wing, JT Schlafer. Schlafer. Dribbles, right wing, still 25 feet from the basket, right in front of his coach. Here comes the double team. Near the center circle, Schlafer. 4 minutes to go. Schlafer to the right wing. Schlafer still dribbles. Kicks it left-hand side, Nystrom. Goes up for another three. Misses again. Boy, a lot of misses in a row for Assumption for three-point land.
There it is, the long three. Easy rebound, and they got to come back.
Big possession right now for Marathon. Right corner, Gracewell, right wing side to shoot up. Left-hand side, Thurs. Thurs back on the right wing, Landon Snyder. Right corner, Bracewell. Bracewell back to Snyder. Snyder stops, moves it right corner, Bracewell. Looks baseline. Good pass to the cutting Thurs, lays it up and in.
And that takes two guys on that. Thurs made a nice, nice cut. Timeout Marathon.
Timeout Raiders. Brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 3:27 to go, two-point game. 38-36 Royals, back in a moment, here on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
.27 to go, 38-36. Assumption over Marathon. Final score from Stratford. Tigers 54, Newman Catholic 38. Well, down the stretch.
What I like out of Assumption, obviously they came to play tonight, which they will every night, but they've been off since last Friday. So, you know, at this time, pick the time you want. Your games on your Tuesdays, Fridays, mixed in there in the conference play. But here's some a little more applied pressure here.
Assumption at Newman Monday night, 7 o'clock airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Senior night for the Newman Cardinals. JT Schlafer. Oh, man. He stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, he did, and he didn't get himself back established.
Schlafer block shot. Drew Wolfel, but we could see that one. And Coach Jacobson, but he stayed calm, actually.
Yes, he did.
You probably would have been nuts on the sideline.
Yeah, I would have been halfway out there. We'll see how the physical this is going to get, because every groups are turning the pressure up.
Chance to tie or take the lead for Marathon. Center circle, now left-hand side, Ian Schuda, 25 feet from the basket. Back over to Snyder. Snyder looks left. Oh, and a miscommunication. Yeah. Hands to the head of Coach Jacobson, because in that situation, you got to get a shot.
And you don't want to turn it over, because the time is against you right now. That clock went fast, down to 2:53.
38-36 Assumption. Pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded, taken by Ron Board. Board gives it off to Liebert. Liebert will come up court with Truthers. Double team. Oh, knocked away. That looked, I didn't see much there.
No, tough call. We didn't, on the angle, the ref might have seen something else with the foul. Oh. But
you're
tough
so
one
kind.
For, I know, but tough one for the Raiders on the break. But it all starts with that turnover.
And again,
they have the turnover.
That
on
double
the
is really causing some trouble for Assumption right now, isn't it?
They're causing to play faster. The kids aren't leaving the double area soon enough.
Taken in the backcourt by J.J. Oswald. Oswald gives it off to J.T. Schlafer. Over the timeline, right-hand side. Here comes the double again. Schlafer near the timeline, and they're going to call it timeout. Emphatic timeout called by Assumption. 2:33 to go. 38-36 is the score. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Back in 30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Holmes and Jeff Gress back again from Assumption High School. 38-36. Assumption with the lead. 2:33 to go.
I think you're saying things are going to go through Schaefer again. I think you got to continue to double, keep the aggression on. Like, Marathon's turned the tempo up a little bit on defense these last couple minutes and trying to get that extra turnover.
Inbounded, tipped away, out of bounds, off of Landon Snyder. And the ball will stay with Assumption.
And Assumption is sure having a hard time finding that open guy when Marathon doubles.
Looking to inbound is Chase Lieberg. Tossed into the backcourt near the end line. Chased down by J.T. Schlafer.
Good job.
Again, Brace will be on the D. Crossing the timeline. Here comes the double. Pass out top. Taken there by Lieberg. Right-hand side. And now play, spreading it out a little bit is Assumption. Near the timeline, J.T. Schlafer. 16 fouls on Assumption. 5 on the Royals. Ball is not bobbled. And a whistle. And trying to save it at the timeline after misplaying it was Nystrom. And now the officials are going to have a conversation. What is the call? Still having a discussion. Fans are trying to help.
As is the coaches.
Waiting to see. And now timeout Marathon. That must mean the Raiders must have the basketball. But I never saw Marathon with the basketball.
I didn't either.
Number one, I could not believe that ball didn't go into the backcourt.
No.
Just by the angle.
We can't. I mean, we're well away from that line, but it looks like it is.
No, but I don't think it did. I thought the way the angle of the pass, it was going to go, but somehow it had some English on it, kept it by at the timeline.
Well, again, at least all good things. Refs are getting together to discuss it, to try to make the best call at a crucial time in the game. Marathon makes it interesting for us and for our listeners because Marathon gets the ball down two, coming out of this with some Assumption frustration because they obviously just lost the ball off that. But again, I thought Assumption was going to get some out of that because they hit Nystrom in the middle. It was the first time they let it fly off the double, and they had cutters, and Marathon did a good job recovering and didn't have any open passing lanes for Assumption.
So now the Raiders should have an opportunity to either tie or take the lead. Marathon has only led by 1 point twice here in this half. That's the biggest lead they've had. Assumption has led almost the entire game.
I expect something to go through Thurs here from the top of the point guard angle trying to get it in.
So now?
We got more discussion. Marathon got the timeout. There's no question
right,
on this.
So,
and both the Marathon and Assumption players are standing out.
I guess Assumption's going to have the basketball. I assume that Marathon called the timeout because they have possession. I would think they would not want to.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me. They granted him the timeout. I can hear one of the assistants for Marathon's asking that same question. But nonetheless, Assumption ball.
All right, so Raiders need another. Oh, in the back, we're getting bumped to Schlafer, bobbles it, saves it, throws it ahead, underneath, laid up and in by J.J. Oswald.
It's just an athletic find. He just made a play happen.
Boy, I thought maybe he turned it over, but he somehow kept it, and now 40-36, 1:48 to go. Third skips it right-hand side. Ian Shuda for three, hits it.
Big shot. That's ice water.
What confidence. We went up. It looked like it was good. This way he shot the basketball.
His last couple shots have been short, so that's a big deal.
Up court again, doing the same thing again. Ball knocked out of bounds. But Schlafer down the near sideline went out of bounds, but apparently he thinks by keeping the ball off his fingertips, he can go out of bounds and then regain.
He shouldn't have. He should be able to establish possession in position there, and it's not interesting.
Oh, that is crazy. I mean, apparently he knows what he's doing. He hasn't been called for it. 40-39, 1:30 to go. Inbounding it will be the Royals. And now another conversation. What is going on here?
I think there's a bench warning for Assumption, and they're talking to the players because there's a lot of pushing and shoving in that stack inbounds play.
It's starting to get serious.
It's going to be a good minute 30.
One-point game after that three-pointer. 40-39, Assumption with the lead and the basketball. Looking to inbound are the Royals. Into the backcourt. Garrett Bracewell went for it against J.T. Schlafer, but called for the foul. And that means both teams now with six fouls.
Yes. Good one to take, though. I don't mind him taking it far away from the basket. And Assumption has had to throw that lob back to the baseline like five times in a row off this inbounds play. So Marathon's getting him way away from the basket defensively.
That was a dangerous pass on the inbounds, wasn't it?
So this full court pressure by Marathon also makes things interesting. They're doing a good job kind of keeping the ball in the backcourt and slowing Assumption's movement up the floor.
Inbound in the corner. And again, pressure. The heat has been turned up by the Marathon D. J.J. Oswald, but a reach and a foul coming up, it looks like, on Drew Wolfel.
And I was going to say, and that's not a bad foul. This kid's a sophomore, not used to handling the basketball. He's got to go in line, a pressure-packed situation. Let's see what he can do under the bonus circumstances.
Six free throws all year long. I should say 10 free throws, six made, 60%.
So, obviously, Coach Jacobson knows who to follow.
You take your chances, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what you do.
He misses this. He knows what he's doing.
And when you're down, even by one, you want to stretch the game, right?
Yeah, this is a good time to foul. It ain't going to hurt you if he makes two.
Free throw is perfect, though. Nice water
give him
there.
Credit. That's a nice shot. Tough shot.
Trying to make it a three-point game. Big free throw right here. 1:22 on the clock. One of the Royals trying to get a couple big pelts in the Merriwood South this year on this court. Yeah. Auburndale earlier, now Marathon, as a second free throw is good as well.
And that's where that's a big shot for him, because now they're not going to follow him or think twice about doing it.
Now the Raiders with it out top. Bracewell, left corner, true Thurs. Thurs back to Bracewell. Moves it right wing side, Ian Shuda. Deep right corner, Snyder. Trapping defense here for the Royals again. Right corner, faking the three of Snyder. Snyder needs help, gets it back, bobble by Shuda, regains control. Shuda gives it over to Garrett Bracewell. Back over to Shuda, down to 59 seconds to go. Right corner, three, rolls around, no good. Rebound grabbed by Thurs, tried to throw it off a body, does so, keeps it for the Red Raiders. What a tough break for Snyder, that went right around.
It's a good looking shot off the get-go, shot it with confidence, halfway down. Luckily they regained possession.
54.4 seconds to go. Right wing side, Ian Shuda. Shuda, 24 feet from the basket. Shuda into the right corner. Snyder has it blocked. J.J. Oswald came over and swats it out of bounds. It will stay with Marathon. 46.6 seconds to go.
I don't know if you necessarily need the three again every time. I would work it, see what you can get out of it. Get some of Wolfel and Thurs some touches.
And if you draw a foul, you get to the line.
Yep, right
inside
there.
Inside, good look, Bracewell misses as Schlafer came over and got a piece of it.
That was a big block, athletic play.
Oh, look like a layup, and Schlafer out of nowhere. And getting fouled in the backcourt is Chase Lieberg with 40 seconds to go.
Tough break for Marathon. I mean, another good look, but, you know, that's what happens in these games. Players make plays, and that's what Schlafer did on that block. Whether he blocked it or altered the shot, he came over and made that a difficult layup after the great inbounds play where there's an open look.
Free throws still going to be vitally important. It is a 1-1 right now for Chase Lieberg.
Yeah, you still got to go to the line, knock these down if you want to win this game.
Lieberg, 55%, misses, too strong. Rebound is grabbed by the Raiders. Here comes Snyder, left wing side, true Thurs. Thurs looking to penetrate, gets it off to Snyder. Three-pointer, rolls off, no good. Rebound, battle for, grabbed by Lieberg, and he'll be fouled again, and he'll try again for a 1-1.
Yeah, I don't know if Coach Jacobson feels good about that. I mean, that's a lot of threes in a short amount of time where you could have chipped away here. Plus, putting Lieberg at the line, he just did not shoot that last shot well. Like you said, only 55%. We'll see what he gets here, but you're still at that three-point threshold.
After you miss the first one, is it easier the second time, or is there more pressure to make it harder the second time?
More pressure to make it harder. That's my opinion.
So, Lieberg stepping to the stripe. 2 points in the game.
Still a bonus situation.
Rolled off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Peters. 25 seconds to go. Left-hand side. Now with it is Shuda. Now back out top, Peters. Peters goes up for the three. Hits it.
Oh, that's big. That was a nice shot. I was going to say, don't take another one, but hey, shooter shoot.
13 seconds to go. 42-42. Royals will likely go for one final shot. JT Schlafer down to six. Schlafer down to five. Up for a three for the left wing. No good. Rebound fought for. Battle for. Grabbed by the Raiders. And a walk. As falling down was Logan Peters in that battle for the ball. 4/10 of a second to go. And it'll be an inbounds right on the baseline under the offensive basket for Assumption.
This will be an interesting defense possession. Luckily, you get a timeout to set it up. You know, I can sit up here and have all the opinions I want because I'm not sitting on the sidelines like those guys. I might just run the play. You got a tie game in your own gym, just call it out and see if a Marathon can get set. This way they got a chance to talk about some things. I may have not taken that time out there.
Boy, oh boy. You knew Schlafer was going to take that shot, but
just couldn't get the hands. It's just kind of been that way for Marathon, and I just can't quite get the handle on it. Whether it's a, you know, you look like you have a great play off the inbound, you got a guy dice into the basket for an open layup, and Schlaefer gets his hand in there and makes a big block, or just some of the missed short shots that Marathon had. They've played much more aggressively and much more dangerously, I think, this half when they've turned the pressure up in their half-court sets defensively, but just still can't get over the hump. And Schlaefer has a quick one. Look, from our angle, we didn't know. I don't know about you, but I couldn't tell until it got a little close to the basket whether it was going to be too strong or not. It was in line.
What about Peters? I mean, talk about a big shot. Not one of the normal, I would say, one, two, or three options, but there was no hesitation. It was nothing but net.
And 0 for 3 up till that point, 1 for 4 at that point, only 25% from the three-point line. I don't know if you wanted another one, but he, again, resilient, stuck up and hit it.
All
Let's
right.
see what they get out of this.
You know it's going to be right at the rim, and you know it's probably going to J.T. Schlaefer. And I think as much as anything else, they're probably looking for contact and maybe bailed out by a foul.
Yeah.
It's going to be physical.
We'll see what happens. I like Peters on the inbound here with that long wingspan. That's going to make a big difference, I think.
Lee Berg will inbound it here for Assumption. Looking. Gets it in. Tapped at the buzzer. Hits it.
My God.
Trey France went up in one motion, tipped it, rolled around the iron, and
that's a big play.
Gets the game-winning shot as Assumption beats Marathon 44-42.
I couldn't call it any better. When he let it go, it looked like it was either going to roll in or go off, and that was a big play. Rolled around, threw it up in the air, and the kid tipped it in. Nice play by Assumption. You got to give him credit for that execution at that point in the game.
So the Raiders fall tonight, 44-42. It was a grind, but, man.
A tough one and for Marathon. A couple looks you might like to have back at the end of the night. A couple buckets that didn't go in the way you want them to. Struggled early on from the free throw line, little things like that. And it's a tough loss. But, again, Assumption, that was a nice play there. The kid came loose, and they threw it up by the basket where it had to go.
We're going to take a timeout, come back with our postgame show coming up next. Assumption 44, Marathon 42. This is Red Raider Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Part City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Back again from the Assumption High School gym, and I guess this is as good an example of what this Merrillwood Conference South is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, you never know on any given night when somebody's going to beat somebody. You know, tough break for Marathon, who has obviously been getting better from the start of the season and plays a good brand of basketball. And tonight, you know, they just could never get over that hump, and Assumption hung around, and everybody hit some big shots at the end, and the biggest one came out of that baseline inbounds play, which... Hey, we were talking off air for the France kid, you know, maybe eighth man in your rotation. He comes off, gets a couple big boards, a couple extra points he doesn't score. And I think that's the difference you see in a lot of these high school basketball games. Kids just making plays when they need to, and maybe unexpected plays that they don't consistently make.
Let's look at the numbers brought to you by Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. I just said to you, I mean, 7 points leading the way for the Raiders. I doubt they've had a game this season, or probably in a number of seasons, where the leading scorer was 7 points, and it was Drew Wolfel with seven. He had two-point field goals with 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. He had five different players with 5 points. He had Landon Snyder, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Ian Shuda, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Logan Peters, the big three-pointer that tied up the game late, also a two-pointer. Cody Radke had a pair of baskets and 1 for 5 at the line. Sawyer Barron's a pair of baskets and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for True Thurs. He had a pair of baskets. Garrett Bracewell had 1 basket for 2 points. 13 twos, 3 threes, 5 of 11 at the free throw line for the Marathon Red Raiders. For the Assumption Royals, just 1 player in double digits, and as normal, JT Schlafer. 4 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers. 4 twos and 4 threes. 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 21 points. His season average, 20.4, so pretty much an average night for JT Schlafer. 6 points for Trey France. None bigger than the tip-in at the buzzer. 4 points each for Owen Hagen and J.J. Oswald. 3 points for Logan Nystrom. 2 points each for Chase Lieberg. Also, Cullen Thomas and Parker Vruink. 13 two-pointers, 5 3-pointers, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line for the Assumption Royals. You've been here before. I mean, in terms of, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, having a team that's getting prepared. What do you think the thoughts are for Coach Jacobson after tonight?
Well, you played another tight ball game, which isn't going to hurt you. Now, you know, I don't know. I don't think it hurt their playoff seeding. Maybe obviously knocks down a game to chase anybody you were chasing in the conference, so that makes it a little maybe tougher that way to swallow. But you know, Assumption has athleticism, and they have a strong junior class, and I think on a given night, like you said in the Merrillwood, people, anybody can beat anybody. And it comes down to that, how you're going to execute. So you have a bad night shooting one night. How do you get over the hump of that? Maybe you're not playing to your full strength one night for whatever reason. So I think Marathon's going to continue to be the team they are. They're going to be dangerous down the stretch. They're going to be a team that's going to be good in the playoffs as they start that little run. And for Assumption, this might be their turning point, getting that big win over Marathon, because they haven't possibly had that big win since they beat Auburndale early on. And maybe we saw those juniors grow up a little bit. For spectator purposes, we had a great game, went down to the wire, finished on the last play of the game in a thing where, I don't know about you, but I thought we were going to overtime. I didn't think they could get a good look at the basket, especially after the timeout, because Marathon would get to set up their defense. But it was a great finish, and you got to give Assumption credit for finishing that game off, as much as you got to give Marathon credit for making a couple plays to stay tied or stay in that game or gain the lead just a couple times. So I think you build off it either way for both teams, on the win and on the loss.
One more reminder that coming up tomorrow at 2 p.m., it's Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center to raise funds for Extra Innings, a local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It should be a fun time. Singles, nine-pin tap tourney with prizes. Entry just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. So stop by Marathon City Sports Center tomorrow at 2. Bowling for Cancer, great, great event, and hopefully we will see you there. 44-42 Assumption over Marathon. Our next Marathon High School basketball broadcast will be on Friday night of next week, as the Marathon girls basketball team will open up postseason play. The Marathon Red Raider girls get a first-round bye. They are a number 3 seed in their bracket. And and I take out my brackets. But they will be in action coming up next Friday night against a team to be determined on Tuesday anyway.
I might have it here, but give me a minute. Keep talking.
But our next high school sports broadcast will be on Monday. We'll have the Newman Catholic boys basketball team in action against the Assumption Royals. So
I'll see what consistencies boil over for them.
I'll be able to have a good feel for the Assumption Royals on Monday night. But we'll be on the air at 7, opening tip at 7:15. And also coming up on Tuesday night, high school hockey playoff, a sectional semifinal. The Wausau West Warriors will take on New Richmond. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff.
Marathon will play at the 3 seed. They will play the winner of number 11, Abbey, or number 6, Cadott.
There you go. I'm glad I brought you.
I'm good for one thing. Yeah.
No, I hope you have fun again.
It is fun. I appreciate you. And we got to see a great high school game, which is what this is made of, is why you get out of the house and come watch these games, because these kids really put on a good show and play hard. And this is an exciting time seeing how they finish out their seasons.
Well, thanks, Jeff Gress. Thanks to our sponsors, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes from Assumption Catholic High School, where the Assumption Royals defeat the Marathon Red Raiders 44-42. This has been Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Parts City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
Roman Law, and I believe you deserve information. Our firm offers free quarterly estate planning seminars at our office in St. Paul. At these seminars, you can learn the basics of estate planning from an attorney to help you determine which estate planning documents will meet your needs and goals in an efficient and cost-effective manner. You can learn more and register at our website, schromenlaw.com/events. That's schromenlaw.com/events.
I love the Toyota Sienna Hybrid from Rudy Luther Toyota. Safe, roomy, comfortable, and insanely fuel efficient. One thing I haven't mentioned is how good the Sienna is at winter driving. We just had a snowstorm, and my Sienna handled the ice and snow no problem. From getting through the plow pile at the end of the driveway to safely navigating the snow-covered highways, the Sienna is designed to give you a comfortable, safe drive. When winter weather hits, I give myself extra time, but with Sienna's handling and heated seats, extra time is great. Test drive a Sienna today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Frank Brown of Minuteman Press Uptown with a question for our local leaders. How do you reward your employees? How do you appreciate your business partners? Thousands of local organizations just like yours count on Minuteman Uptown for promotional products. We craft custom awards and plaques. We print your logo on apparel, office supplies, and thousands of other items. Minuteman Uptown helps you reward employees and stay top of mind with customers and vendors. We print everything. Contact us today at mpuptown.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts. How? Here's Wendy with the new Sacred Animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dagger Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for the Humane World for Animals, and that is a new name, and I'm really excited about it. Their former name was the Humane Society of the United States. They rebranded themselves to Humane World for Animals because really it's not just their mission to help animals in the United States, but it really is a global mission to help animals all over the world. So we talk about all kinds of things like factory farming, the fur trade, animal testing, trophy hunting, puppy mills, rescuing animals from disasters and large-scale cruelty cases. And, you know, the Humane Society of the United States has been around for a long time, since 1954, which I was surprised. I didn't know it was around for that long, but I really love the new name. So look, you know, you'll see advertising for it. You'll see commercials for it. And just know the Humane World for Animals is our new name, and we're excited about it. But today's Friday, so I have some fun facts, and we're going to keep all those other issues, the factory farming, the fur trade, animal testing, trophy hunting, all those important facts there. I'm going to be talking about those in the future, but not today because it's Friday. And we're going to keep it light today. Excuse me. I have like a little frog in my voice here. I'm going to be talking about cats. So I have an article here by Andy Geller, and it is from March 3rd, 2024. And it's a funny article about just fun facts about cats. And going through this, I'm really surprised because I didn't know a lot of these facts about cats. And Robert and I have had cats, for over 20 years. We are catless at the moment. Our last kitty, Lucy, after she passed away, we just have not brought ourselves to get another cat. So we will see about that. I do really have a yearning to have a cat, but we have different circumstances in our life right now, so we just have to figure that out. But here is this article about cats. So this is the article. It says, cat facts even ultimate feline lovers don't know. People all over the world and the internet simply adore cats, but sometimes we just can't seem to understand their little quirks. Do you want to know the reason behind your kitty's unwanted escorts to the toilet, or why they have so many stomach problems, or even why your senior cat suddenly starts purring for no reason? Keep scrolling to find out that the more about our favorite furry friends. So here, cats can run faster than Usain Bolt. Have you ever wondered how fast a cat could run? The answer is about 30 miles an hour. This is just slightly faster than the average speed of the Olympian Usain Bolt. He could run as fast as 27 miles an hour. In general, cats are quite fast creatures. However, their biology and genes play an important role when it comes to their speed. How fast can your cat run depends largely on its breed. For example, different breeds of cats run faster than others. Here's another one. Your cat thinks you're bad at hunting. How many times has your cat left its kills lying around? Well, we always had indoor cats, so they didn't go out and hunt. But we did have one cat, Princess, who went down in our basement, and she would find little things, little trinkets, and she would bring them upstairs to us. Or she would go into the laundry room, and this was her favorite thing, and she would hunt around, and she would bring up dirty socks, and she would leave them for us in the middle of the floor. We had socks all over the kitchen floor. This is what she's doing. But don't get mad at your cat for doing that. There is one special reason why your cat's doing this. Your cat leaves its dead prey or things that they're finding around because it really thinks that you stink at hunting. Yes, this is what cat mothers do when they're trying to teach the kittens to hunt. Cats are actually good for your health. If you are a cat lover, you know one, then you probably are aware of the fact of how awesome owning a cat is. However, if you still need more convincing, check this out. Cats can actually be good for your health. It is said that cats are heart-healthy pets. First of all, they require less effort than owning a dog does. And in addition, they're excellent at relieving stress and anxiety. In addition, cat owners tend to have fewer allergies when compared to other people. You know, I'm glad that our grandchildren, Silas and Summer, are being brought up with cats in the house, and they're really interested, and I think it's going to help them, you know, not be allergic to cats, or, you know, they're just going to get used to those cats. And it's really going to help them. And they come to our house twice a week. They're with us on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And now they're getting used to Wanda, our little dog. So that's great. Cats with six toes are named after Hemingway. Some cats are born with six toes. They are called polydactyl cats. They have a genetic condition called polydactyl, which causes them to be born with extra toes. Ernest Hemingway was given a polydactyl kitten in the 1930s, and he named it Snow White. At that time, Hemingway was living on a small island of Key West, and as a result, the museum that is named after him is filled with Snow White's descendants. Robert and I were actually there, and really, we saw some cats in the distance. We didn't see them up close, but they were hanging around the museum. We didn't see them up close, so we didn't see their toes, but I think that's really awesome. Cats are constantly dehydrated. Cats are pretty dry creatures, mostly because they have pet peeves when it comes to their drinking water. In fact, they're so picky that they sometimes will go without drinking for many hours, leading them to become dehydrated. Cats like fresh, clean water, and if they're owners don't change their cat's water every day, the furry creatures may find it unsuitable for licking. However, sometimes even that's not enough. The cat will actually prefer drinking the water from a drinking tap, its owner's cup, or even the toilet bowl. Because dehydration in cats can lead to serious kidney problems, it's best to pay attention. Replace the kitty's water supplies daily.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's Metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump announces on social media that he is replacing a top U.S. military officer less than 2 years into his four-year term as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS's Eleanor Watson covers the Pentagon.
President Trump has said in a Truth Social post he's replacing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, with Lieutenant General Dan Ravine. In addition, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is requesting nominations to replace Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who heads the Navy and was the first female to be a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Brown just today was at the U.S.-Mexico border assessing the military's rapid buildup of forces to meet Trump's executive order on countering illegal immigration. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
This projects an image of chaos in the senior leadership of the United States, which obviously for our allies is very, very worrying.
Also ousted Judge Advocates General for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.